pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We welcome you back. We just listened to one American Idol winner singing our introduction song, Cale Hicks, a couple of years after him in 2011. Our next guest won American Idol, and we are delighted to welcome Scotty McCreary back to our program. His new album comes out in a couple of weeks. Rise and Fall, you can already hear Cabin of Solo, one of the singles from that, racing up the charts. In fact, I heard it driving in here today. A lot of things to talk to Scotty about, but I think you can tell he's wearing his colors today. Go Pack. Scotty, great to talk to you again. And I know, well, before we get to music, basketball has been fun. You went to NC State. You're from North Carolina, so this has to be a pretty special time for you from that standpoint.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me back on, Paul. This is I've been on the earth 30 years. I've never seen Raleigh, North Carolina like it is right now. The Wolfpack, or it's such a unique area in the Triangle with NC State and Duke and UNC. So we've been in a, we haven't seen it in a while at NC State. So everybody's kind of freaking out. It's been fun.
I mean, you weren't even alive in 83 when everybody talks about that. I mean, they're still talking about it, but hopefully they'll be talking about a lot more. Just from what you said, growing up there and being a part of it, obviously experiencing it in Raleigh, what is it like for you? You understand what it's like to be under the bright lights, but this NC State Wolfpack, they don't seem to be noticing anything other than winning games.
Yeah, they seem locked in. I'll tell you, it's fun to watch. I mean, we us Pack fans were a passionate bunch, and we followed them all year. And you know, it wasn't always like this all year. You know, but you know, you got to get hot at the right time, and they seem like they're clicking. And Coach Keats has them firing away, and it's fun because it's like everybody's got their individual roles. It's not like everybody's talking DJ Burns, but it's the whole team that's buying in and is making this run. So it's pretty wild right now. I've been smiling for 2-3 weeks now.
Well, let's hope it keeps going. Scotty, obviously you've also been busy getting ready for the release of this new record. I mentioned Cabin of Solo. It is, you've had so many big hits. You've had such an amazing career, 5 number ones. You're always on the charts. This record is very special to you. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'm excited for this record. You know, I feel like this record is a place in my life where I wanted to make an album that felt good to me, write songs from, you know, my influences growing up and just write what felt good. I took all my songwriting buddies from Nashville up to our place in the mountains of North Carolina, and we sat around the fire, we had our guitars, had some cold snacks, and we wrote country songs. It felt like the old days, and I truly say this is the most proud I've ever been of a project I've made.
And it's different because, I mean, listen, we all know what goes into country music, and the song I mentioned, Cabin of Solo, it's about heartbreak, and you're good at that because I think we all can relate to it. But there's also a humorous tilt to it. It's not just pure rubbing your eyes and crying your eyes out. I'm not laughing at the protagonist in the song, but it is pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, it's just a twist on the words, you know, and I've always loved a good old country hook that you look at the title and think it might mean one thing, and then you hear the song and it means another. So it was a heartbreak song, but when we wrote the song in the back porch there in the mountains, I was smiling the whole time we wrote it just because it felt so good and felt like the songs I grew up on.
And I want to talk about that because, I don't know, we were in Nashville a couple weeks ago during the SEC basketball tournament, and I don't need to tell you, you're in the business, but you flip around and it seems like every song sounds the same because they do, where you are a throwback, and that's daring these days, is it not, in the music industry?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of great talent in Nashville, a lot of great talent out there. I've always told folks, you got to find what's unique about you. And for me, back in the day when I got started 12 years ago, I might have been chasing the hot sounds and what's on the charts, and nowadays, I just feel like I'm a little more comfortable in my own skin, and just I'm going to be who I am. And if I try to fake it, it's going to be pretty obvious. So I love country music. I love the old stuff, the throwback stuff, and try to take that and the modern sound together and, you know, see what that comes out like. But we have a good time doing it.
You also talk about being a father in your music, which is normal and natural, and it's fantastic. And there are a lot of songs about children, but you got to be careful though, because you know, being happy in a song and relating to something as special as that doesn't exactly go with the genre, does it?
I think country music is real people telling real stories. So whether you're going through the heartbreak, whether you're, you know, partying in the summer on the beach, or whether you're having a kid, I think as long as you're being true and authentic, that's what country music's all about. So I've definitely got a few daddy songs, a few happy love songs on this record as well.
Well, if you look at the charts, those songs do work as well. Scotty, I want to talk about writing that these songs, because you mentioned being in the mountains with your team. Take us through the process, because it's hard to imagine. I mean, you end up listening to something, whether you're on the radio or whatever you're doing with a new record. But how does the concept work, and what's the process like?
Yeah, you know, as a songwriter, I don't think you ever turn that part of your brain off. You know, I think you're always looking for ideas, looking for inspiration, you know, trying to see where the next cool hook or thought will come from. So we were doing that. We had a bunch of great ideas going into this retreat, and we wrote 13 songs in the matter of just a few days. So, yeah.
You have so many interesting songs, and I'm not going to go through the whole list, but one I actually was listening to it earlier, the Five More Minutes song, which was such a big hit. I mean, you really grabbed me in that song when you talk about your last high school football game, bringing this back to sports, where you're talking to your coach and you realize the next time you'll be in that stadium, you'll actually be in the stands. I mean, I think everyone in the world that ever played sports knows that story. How much of that do you bring to the table when you're trying to sit there wherever it is with your team?
Yeah, I think that's, again, it's got to bring the real life stuff, the real stories in there. I remember, you know, that last time on the field, and you're sitting there thinking, man, I've done practice, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, traveled to tournaments, played all these games. And if you're not doing it in college, all of a sudden, you're done, you know. And it's like, man, I'd just give what I'd give to play just one more game, you know. So whether it's that or you know, whatever it is in life, we've all got those moments. We've all got those people, those times that we want to go back to and spend a little more time with. So Five More Minutes just kind of tried to encapsulate that.
And I've talked to a few American Idol winners, and talk about a moment. Five More Minutes, I mean, everyone remembers watching you win that, and you hold your breath with tens of millions of people watching all over the country and maybe more around the world. What was that moment like? Because you could have been successful if you didn't win, but it certainly helped to be the champion.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, my plan was not to do Idol. My plan was always to go to college in Nashville, and after college, you know, hit the honky-tonks and see what happens. But Idol worked out a little better than I thought it would. And, you know, winning that show just opened so many doors, and immediately signed a record deal, got to go on tour with Brad Paisley and Rascal Flatts. And, you know, they became mentors. And I just tried to be a sponge and soak up as much knowledge as I could. And now 13 years later, still getting to do it and write songs and have albums and tour the country. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Well, I guess you could. You could ask for the NC State to win it all on Monday night.
Yes, I could. Yeah, you know, I'll be there Saturday. I've got a show in San Diego, but it's later, so I'm going to kind of be flying back and forth. I'm going to get to Phoenix for the first game.
Well, while you're there, you could write "By the Time I Get to Phoenix," except that's already been done. Hey, great to have you on, Scotty. Enjoy the weekend out there, and I know you're on tour, and Kent, and congratulations on the record, and I know it's really special to you. Come back soon.
I appreciate it, Paul. Have a good one. Go back.
You got it. Scotty McCrary, he will be in attendance on Saturday night, like tens of thousands of others, except we'll be getting out of there quickly to go to work. We'll take a short break. More to come, more of your phone calls, more an update on the scandalous Feinbaum caller bracket as well, right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And we have a bit of an update. We don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. We mentioned that the caller bracket, especially the Dominic Legend race, is under review. We are expecting some determination by the end of the program. We're probably talking, an hour and 30 to 40 minutes from now. We'll have an update in 20 minutes on where it is, but a final disposition a little bit later on, but there are some very serious allegations being weighed. You heard Dominic's testimony earlier. That is going to be taken into consideration. Let's talk to Expired next in Texas. Hello, Expired.
Paul, how's it going?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, you know the old saying, if the glove fits, do not acquit. And that little pint-sized blabbermouth and his freaking egocentric dad need to be banned for life from the show, period. Not the caller bracket, the show. They are completely out of line here because we know this show is nothing, is only about integrity, Paul. Integrity. And they are clouding up the
Don't want to hyperbolize here, but I think it's the most serious threat this program has had in its history.
There is no doubt.
The future of
this
program is on the line here. It's at stake. The credibility of this show.
Exactly. Exactly.
All because of some University of Michigan supposed NFL player who played for Dominic's father in Pittsburgh. The good name of this program and what we represent is under assault.
It is under assault by pint-sized 12-year-old peckerhead and his dad.
Yeah, and his dad of all. Yeah, I met Dominic and his parents in Atlanta this year. And again, I do not want to influence. I am not one of the decision makers here. Randy and everybody else behind the scenes they're currently reviewing the data. Randy, will we have a decision tonight?
Yes.
Okay, we will.
Hey, Randy, there's screenshots on Twitter.
What is the betting line? I wonder. Is there a line on? Vegas has halted all betting on this.
Well, I got plus 500 on him getting disqualified. MGM.
Yeah, that's can you put me down a few bucks on that one?
I got you, Paul. But anyways, Paul, just want to say hello. And Dominic, you are the definition of entitled. I hope your dad lets you grow up eventually. Don't screw this up for everybody. Have a great day.
Well said. Well said. Hard to argue with anything you said. Felix is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Felix.
Hey, Paul. I was calling in about the
the Dominic deal or whatever. And I don't know if you know this, but Chase and Dominic are related.
Well, are they? Okay, I didn't realize that.
It's on Chase's Twitter feed or whatever, and I took a screen picture of it.
Okay, okay. Well, that definitely will. I mean, when you heard Dominic earlier, he acted like he barely knew the guy, didn't he? Oh yeah, he played for years ago.
He's his uncle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that. That influenced you, Randy, the fact that his uncle's out there buying votes?
No, tell Randy to go look on Chase's.
Yeah, we'll have all the information before the. By the way, Chase Winovich is welcome. He's welcome to call in and defend himself.
Yeah. Well, moving on from that, you know, I hope this doesn't put a stain on the. Yeah. Paul Feinbaum show and
it really would be terrible if all the people who wanted the show to end, it would end over this.
Well, you know, speaking of that, you know, you got Jim and I-Man and Jeff, the guy from up on Ohio, and they all broke up and they're wanting to end the show. Is that right?
Yeah. What the amazing thing is that Jim hasn't even chimed in on this most controversial subject. Hey, thanks for the call, Felix. Great to hear from you. Tanner is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Tanner.
Hey, Paul. You doing good today?
Yes, sir.
I'm just getting off work, and I've been listening about this this collar bracket fiasco, and you know, I'm all for democracy and election integrity, but how much are these? What's the asking price for these votes? What are you know?
What was it? $100? Is that? I think it was $100 a vote.
$100.
Yeah.
And who do we redeem our vote with?
Well,
where do I pick?
Yeah, I don't think
if I was to partake.
Is the voting still going on, or has the voting been halted? Okay, we can't stop the voting right now, so it's continuing.
Okay. And this is Dominic's cousin. I need to get in touch with
Dominic's uncle.
Oh, his uncle? Okay. Okay. Larry, you think he's good for a beer or two?
I bet he is.
I mean, I'm not trying to corrupt your thing, but, you know, every man for himself.
Hey, listen, Tanner, I don't like where you're going with this call.
I work hard.
You're suggesting that somebody would taint this program.
Well, Paul, I just, like I said, I work hard for my money, and,
Legend was leading like 3 to 4 to 1. Now Legend is behind by almost 10 points.
Okay. Well, I did notice on the last round, Dominic's that contest had about 300 or more votes.
There's no question Dominic bought the last contest, but we just didn't have the evidence to overturn that.
I got you. Well, you know, the man handing out $100 bills, if you would, Paul, just point them my way.
How many do you need? How many would you like, Tanner? You might as well. By the way, Tanner, whether it holds up or not, get the money while you can. It's the polling is still underway. Thank you very much for the call. Brad is in Macon. You're on the air. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing, brother?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, man. Before I get to my football question, can I address Dominic?
I wish you would.
All right, Dominic, I mean, look, here's the deal. I don't think you're involved in what's going on. I think your campaign manager is, and that's kind of what's going to taint your victory if you get one and if you slide by a voter fraud. So, you know something? That's really nothing to me. What is something to me a while ago when you talked to Paul, Mr. Paul, he said, he asked you a question and you said no. And he said, no what? What he's looking for is a no, sir. And if you're going to call down here in the South and on the SEC network, we have certain things we do down here when you're speaking to somebody older than you, and it follows sir or ma'am when they ask you a yes or no question. So I know you're from Pittsburgh and spent time up there, but no, when you call Mr. Paul, he earned his way, and you follow every question he asked with a sir. Having said that, Mr. Paul, the Georgia Bulldogs, as comfortable as I feel as the offense gets going, I have so many concerns about our defense. I think our first level is still in a bind because we have no depth. And I think our DBs are going to be young, and I think there are going to be games that we get toasted. And to be honest with you, the two games that bother me the most are Alabama and Texas.
Brad, I think you've identified an issue. It's a really important issue, and whether Kirby can correct it or not may indicate what happens. Terry is up next. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Paul. You had the audacity to question Dominic. So can I question you about why you seem to be Legend's lawyer. Can I be Dominic's lawyer?
Please, go right ahead.
How long have you known Legend?
I've known Legend for approximately 15 years.
Okay. Is there any bias here since you've owned? How long have you known Dominic?
I've known Dominic since December when I met him at the SEC championship game.
Okay, since that time, who has been more correct in any predictions or anything that they had told you that is coming up, Dominic or Legend?
Oh, they
let
both
me
been
rephrase
really,
that.
Was that a question,
let
sir?
Let me rephrase it.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said, well, first of all, I realize I'm answering your questions. I'm not representing myself here. I'm not sure how that question is necessarily germane or applicable to the issue at hand here.
Well, the fact of the matter is, it is who's the most popular caller.
Oh, okay.
Or the most knowledgeable caller, or the one that...
So Terry, are you suggesting, sir, that we would try to stop the balloting because a caller who is less popular than the other? That's not the issue here. The issue isn't who's more popular. The issue is the integrity of the election, which is now in serious jeopardy because Dominic's uncle is offering to bribe people to vote for him.
And Paul, this comes to you from integrity, a demand that keep answering Jim from Tuscaloosa's call. That's integrity. I'm sorry.
I hate to do this, Terry, because I'm a big believer in freedom of expression, but I must take the Fifth Amendment. I must plead the Fifth Amendment on that. I refuse to answer that question.
Well, I understand, but you may have something here with the Dominic thing. I do believe maybe there's something going on, but I don't think it's...
Once
Dominic
again, sir,
family.
With all due respect, I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may incriminate.
Well, I do believe it's not Dominic's family. I believe it's I-Man or Jim or somebody that is paying other people to call in and vote against Legend.
Terry, I'm not going to... There's simply no evidence of that. There's not one scintilla of evidence that any vote has been bought until now. I respectfully thank you for your call. You're ruled out of order. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The number one team in baseball tonight, hosting a team that won it a couple of years ago. What a matchup. Follows us. And legend is next.
Man, this is classic Flying Bomb. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen on the show. You have to admit, this is hilarious, man. This is hilarious, man. Man, this is only on Flying Bomb. Did this happen, man?
By the way, legend, we're not making this up. This is legitimate.
Only on, but this is hilarious. This is classic Flying Bomb right here. I'm not even caring about the vote. I'm just rolling, laughing about the whole thing. And let me say this right here. And this comes from the legend. Don't y'all be too hard on Dominique. I mean, the kid loves the show. He loves Paul. And I just be honest with you, man. I'm not pissed off. I'm not mad. Or anything. I just want to know one thing. Can I change my vote and get that Benjamin? I bet on Auburn against Yale.
And by the way, I shouldn't admit this, legend, but Rainey and I just voted for Dominic and picked up $200.
Yeah, Squirrel tweeted me earlier and said he's changing his vote. He's starting him a burner account so he can get that Benjamin. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we are going to let people profit before we make the final decision. That's the way a capitalistic society works.
My aunt, she just texted me, said she was going to vote for me, but she's voting for Dominique.
It's hard to get a $100 handshake anymore.
Let me say this to Dominique. I mean, the kid might be a genius. He might be the next president. Who knows? Don't y'all be too hard on him. I think what you ought to do is declare Dominique the junior Flying Bomb champion. That's just my suggestion.
Well, that's a good listen. And legend, we appreciate your suggestion, but the committee that runs this contest has a tremendous amount of integrity. So I don't want to portend where this is going, but I'll portend that they are not happy with what they've seen so far. And
well,
by the way,
if
Chase Winovich would like to make a contribution to the committee, there's still an hour left.
He could add a couple zeros we might push this thing on through.
Something bigger than a $100 bill around.
Yeah, I mean, we'll backdoor this thing. Get Legend an envelope by
Randy,
the
what's your price?
I'll take 500. You take 1,000. Randy, take 1,000.
Randy, take a good bottle of bourbon right now.
Well, let me get on to Dominique for a second. Listen here, dude. Love your passion. And I mean, I'm a fan, dude. I really am. I love you, kid. I really do, man. Keep calling, man. I've done a lot worse than you've done today. So, you know,
that might be the understatement of the day.
Yeah, I've done a lot worse than this, kid. So y'all take it easy. Well, let me say this to Dominique. I can let everything slide. You my buddy. But when you brought a damn Michigan man into this contest. When you brought somebody that went online today, I don't mind any caller saying anything about the legend. You earned that right because I come after you. Chris from South Carolina, you come off the top rope with an elbow yesterday and put me on my knees. Great call, brother. Gave me hope in the Michigan, in the Clemson fan. But Dominique, when you brought a low-down scum Michigan fan into the Flying Bomb caller bracket, you tainted it, dude. Anything that Michigan touches, taint it. And let me tell you something, Wingo. You go on social media as a public figure of some kind talking about legend named himself. Let me tell you something. On my mama's deathbed, she said to me, legend, you live your life and have fun. That's what you could do for me. And I said, Mama, you call me Gary. That's my name. She said, no, you a legend. And you honor that name. And you stick with Paul Feinbaum and that show because you love it. And you do something great in this world. You're a legend. So you can stick that up your butt, Michigan. stick it way up that butt with my middle finger with it. I don't care any caller saying anything, but when a public figure come after me, I'll slap you down. You ain't nothing. You wasn't nothing at Michigan. You wasn't nothing in the pro. Now you're a little Twitter stro. That's all you are. As far as Dominic, love you, kid. I'm thinking about hiring you as my agent. Woo! But, Paul, I think what you ought to do, because the black cat in this side of the bracket is under NCAA investigation, and you know how long that takes. In closing, I would like to suggest to the committee, it's their decision, because this part of the bracket is tainted. I think what you ought to do is give this year's Caller of the Year to somebody that might not be with us much longer, somebody who is one of the greatest callers ever to call this show, comes with comedy, love, and passion every day. I think you ought to declare Larry Caller of the Year. Elvis has left the building.
Thank you for the suggestion. Ricky is up next in Virginia. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Paul.
Thank you for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering if you are you liking the NC State Purdue game?
Ricky, I like Purdue, and I know that I'm going against the hottest team I've ever seen in my life, but as exciting as NC State is, I just think Edie in the middle is just, as long as they're going to let him, you know, go there without calling a violation, he's going to be virtually impossible to stop. Thank you very much for the call. We have some very sad news to pass along to our audience from Auburn, Alabama. Yet another legendary figure has passed away. We learned yesterday that Mike Cohen, who was one of the greatest players ever in Auburn history, played for Shug Jordan. He later played for the Miami Dolphins on the undefeated team that went to the, that won the Super Bowl in 73. Mike has passed away. It is just so sad to have to say that. He was 76 years old. Not only a great player, that spoke for itself. He was called Captain Crunch, but he was just one of the kindest, nicest people ever. I had the opportunity to know Mike very well. In fact, one of my close friends, Bob Lockamy, who used to be my partner at the inception of this program, helped Mike out lately, who he had a hard time getting around, and Bob certainly made sure that he would get to wherever he needed to go. Mike Cohen, dead at 76 years old.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Wake up, Saturday morning, Marty and McGee, 7 a.m. And we have an update. We should have an announcement. We're still waiting to get some more information. At the top of the hour, we should have some clarification on the very controversial matchup right now between legend and Dominic. It has been tainted with great furor. We reached out to Danny Sheridan, and even though Dominic continues to lead right now, Sheridan has listed legend as still the favorite to win it all. So I don't know what Sheridan is looking at, whether he has intel that could be pointing toward either a reversal or maybe a disqualification. But that is where we are right now as we head to the final hour of the program. Trey is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Paul. I have a question for you. Chase Winovich, where did he play football at, Paul?
Michigan.
Who was his coach at Michigan?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I think it was Harbaugh for two of his years.
Okay.
So are we sure we don't have a Harbaugh situation going on in here? Is he not involved in this cheating scandal somewhere?
Come on. No, we're not. We're not going to suggest Harbaugh ever cheated, are we?
Sir?
I mean, other than all year.
Well, I just... You know, Paul, this situation, boy, now, you know, and Dominic, I really like Dominic, but I think he did himself in when he said that he played for his dad, and that was it, and he hadn't seen him in about a year, and then we turn around and find out that maybe it's his uncle. So I don't think Dominic was being totally truthful, and I hope people don't take it out on him too much, Paul, because I like the kid a lot, and I think he's a great caller, but you know, I do think the bracket needs to have some integrity to it,
that's the problem, though,
too.
Trey. It's a good lesson to be learned, assuming that it goes against him. But
yes, sir.
It's not often what you do. It's the people with whom you surround yourself.
I agree. And I just think the integrity of this show, especially this, because it does mean it means something to this show. I mean, it really does, especially when you've listened to it for years like you have. But I wish Legend and both of them a bunch of luck, and I hope Dominic learns from this situation, and thank you for taking my call, Paul.
Thank you, Trey. Good to hear from you. Lenny is up in Jersey. Hey, Lenny.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great.
Good, good. Hey, I just want to talk about this Musselman thing. I was one of the few people from New Jersey who went to Arkansas in the 90s during the, you know, Camelot period. But the drive period between Nolan and Musselman was hard to take, and I really thought this guy was going to probably take us to the national championship. I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty sad about it today.
Yeah, I really thought he was very capable of it. I like Musselman a great deal. I understand, I mean, I don't know all the details, but I mean, he was a hard driver, so you know, he may have just said, you know what, maybe it's time to go west. There's nothing. Southern Cal is a good school. They've really never been exceptional in basketball with rare as opposed to rare moments. They've had good success, but going into the Big Ten, that could become a very good job. Danita is in Florida. Hello, Danita. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. I got a question for you because I know you would know. I noticed that SEC posted a thing on Facebook today that Nick Saban was coming back to Alabama.
Who posted that?
The SEC Network on Facebook today. That Nick Saban was coming back to Alabama, that he was coming out of retirement for unfinished business.
Hmm. Well, Danita, somehow I missed that.
Well, I would love to know
the truth.
By the way,
I'm just trying to use some deductive logic, but we're now 3 hours into the program. Do you think we would have heard that by now?
I thought you would have. Anybody would have known it would be you. That's why I wanted to call and ask.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danita, we'll certainly check that out. We've been a little busy this afternoon with this scandal, so I guess we just missed the fact that Nick Saban was coming back to Alabama. Let's talk to Sam up next. Hey, Sam, go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Paul. I just wondered, has anybody tried to verify if Dominic, his dad, or his uncle are Democrats? Because they don't have to play by the rules.
There you go.
If they're Democrats, we're screwed.
Well, I don't know their party affiliation, but we'll certainly effort to find that out. That's critical. Hayden is up next. Hey, Hayden, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how you doing, man?
We're doing well, thank you.
No problem. It y'all wanted to call and Todd say if Dominic actually doesn't have anything to do with what's going on right now, then that everybody's going to have to a lot of apologizing to do. Do you know exactly what's going on, and can you fill me in?
I tell you what, Hayden, we're about to have an update. We are getting some information that we have. We can't report it yet, but we are about to. We'll go over the whole thing. Essentially, Dominic's uncle went on social media and solicited votes for money, pay for vote situation.
Huh. So if he pays me, can I go vote for Dominic?
Well, you better hurry up because we're about to close the contest. Apparently, some people are making his uncle, who's a former Michigan football player, former NFL player, is offering a $100 bill. We'll leave it there. We are coming back right after this with an update on the situation and maybe some news about whether this is going to hold up or not.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.